So Gemara says now, Itma, we learned like this.
Omar Rabba, Omar Rafuna. Mikra Mole Dibra Kosov. The Torah says a big posik, that what? The posik says, Lo Yitame. Says what a nazir should not become tame. Kishuama Lo Yavoi. When the posik says by a nazir, Lo Yavoi should not come, he should also not come into a place that has tumma. Is Lahaziro Yala tumma. Lahaziro Yala Bia. Comes to teach us that there's two laws in your life. He'll get two times Marcus. Like Taisa says, Kabinozik Sivani Kroli Aziro Yala Tumal Aziro Labia. Kraforas Pesamach. Kishenich Nachliyo La Mace. When he walks into a house that has a mace in it. Em Hisro Boy Mishum Loyetame. If we warn this Nozik, don't go inside this house, you're going to be over the lot of Loyetame. O Mishum Loyavoy. We also warn him, don't come into the house, you're going to be over the second Avera that the Torah says Loyavoy. Is Leikishtayim, he gets Malkus for two Averas now. Ushtayim Hoi Bevasachas, even though it happened the same time, when he comes into this oil now, he's over two Lavin, because the Torah calls it two Lavin. Avotumul and Mishkakas Loshi is Chayim Shtayim Misraboy, Altatamei, Vazanach Maisim Asisim Yesoy, that's going to be the Kasha for now Mishnah. Here you only have two Lavs, for the Lav of Al Yitamei, and for the Lav of Lo Yavoy. But once you're over the lava, Lo Yitamei, Mashmi can't be over the second time. Even though they keep on warning you, don't touch your mace, don't touch your mace, still you're only over one time. That's the deal here. Avotume v'tumalei, but if you touch the mace once, and then they warn you a second time, don't touch the mace, you're not over, you don't have a second Avera. For Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef said, Holakim at Lashon of Shvua, that Omer Rafuna afilu tumah v'tumah. He also knows that even by tumah v'tumah also the same thing. That if you touch your mace once, and then you go and touch your mace a second time, and they warn you, you're over a second time. The Yoma Rav Huna, Rav Huna said like this, Nozir shoyo amim v'beis ha'kforos. You have a nozir that was standing in the beis ha'kforos. So Huri is tumah. V'ashita lo'i mace'i. And they handed it to him his mace. Because he was bearing a mace there. O mace achar v'nogaboy, chayiv. And then he touched another mace, he's chayiv a second time. So the question is, Amai, ho metame v'koyim. Why is he chayiv a second time? He's tame from before already. And alav shema mina, amar rafuna, afilu tumah v'tumah. Here it should be a proof, like it says, like an al mishnah, that even by tumah, if you touch a mace once and they warned you not to do it, so you get malchus for that. And then you're about to touch a second mace and they warn you a second time, you get malchus a second time. Even by tumah v'tumah, his shayas to have two averus. Yeah. Omer is most yishmat lashmina. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asked a question on this. Is it true what you say now that Yechai is two times? Eisvei Abaye says Alocha that koyin the our girsur is and tais vayis the girsur nozir. This Eisvei Abaye nozir shohayil leinais munechat seifei. On Nozir was touching a mace, he had a mace on his shoulders. Voishita loy mace, and they handed him his own mace. Or mace akra and another mace. For Noga boy, and he touched them all. Yochul yechayiv, I would think to say maybe it's chayiv like two or three malchus in here. And the every time they warn him not to touch the mace, and he touches another mace, he should be chayiv each time. On this we say no. Talmud loyma the pasuk says, v'loy yechalel, that a mace, a Nozir cannot be mechalel himself. So it means to say, or else the gross said the gisa should be lehecholoi, not lehechal, but lehecholoi. So I call upon him, b'mi she'ene mechulul. The Torah is only talking about somebody that's tor, that's not chol at all yet. Yotze zeh shu mechulul v'yayimid. But a person that's already tomei, so there's no second lot to become tomei a second time. So who you see clearly that by tumah you don't have the tumah a second time. So Taisa the Gersa like this Taisa says. Taisa says, Eisvei Abaye, Abaye is the Kasha. Nozir, that's where Taisa has the Gersa here. As a Shalom. Really the Gemara says the word Tamei, Kayin. And the Baisa says the greatest Ranch Pagosa says the Gersa should also be Kayin. That's it. Tana's going on a Kayin, it's going like this. And the Gersa should be Kayin, Shoy Yemeis, Munach Leat Seifoy. Yochli Yechayin, it is an Isser for a Kayin to touch your mace. Tamalay malay chaloi. That's a request of Tamalay malay yichalo. Yeshayim adoholay ksiv gabi azor is tumah v'gabi sonach amahedya. Lach yach l'drosha. Right. The whole point of this pasuk pack is talking about by kohen. It's saying that a kohen, even though we know a kohen is not allowed to touch a mace, if a kohen touches one mace and then he touches another mace, he's not chayiv on the second mace. The Torah says that the kasher is umad may noz lekohen gadol dulekamon per kohen gadol lemeidim madadi legzera shavim imayimay. That later on the Gemara learns that halachas of tumah a kohen to nazir. So just like you see by a kohen here, that once he touches the mace once, if he goes to touch a mace a second time, it's not a second aveira. So since we learn that hilchos naziris from tumas kohen, it should be by nazirus the same way, that there should not be a second lav. So of course the kasha and Rav Huna, that Rav Huna before said not like that, he said that if a nazir touches a mace, and they warn him not to touch a second one, and he goes and touches a second one, he's over a second aveira. So of course, not like this pasuk here. Here we're saying that a kohen, when it becomes tummy once, and then he touches another mace, it's not a second aveira. So who, why? Or Malais, he said that to me, if you ask me a question from here by Hilchos Kohen, Fetiksh lecho mas nisin, the kasha that on our Mishnah, our Mishnah says clearly, the Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ho yom mitam el mesim kol hayom, ein chayev el achas, true. The nazir that was touching mesim the whole day, and they only warned him once, so he's only chayiv once. But what about Omru lo yata tamay? They told the nazir, they warned him, be careful, don't touch your mace, don't become tamay. And again, now at the time they warned him a second time. The lacher is chayiv akol achas viachas. He's chayiv on every one. The question is, v'yamai, why? Ho mitamay v'koyim. He's tamay already. So why is he chayiv a second time? The lacher is a spira. Like you want, yes, a kashna abai, yes, a kashna from a koyim. That here we see what there's no second Avera. And you're telling me you learn out Naziris from Kuna, so by Nazi you want to tell me there should not be a second Avera. Our Mishnah says not like that though. Our Mishnah says clearly that a Nazi that touches a mace, and then they warn him again, don't touch it a second time. And he goes and touches it a second time, that he's chayiv twice. So you see clearly from our Mishnah, not like Abaya. So we said, Elakashi Adod, who is the steer then? Good, it's a steer from our Mishnah to this Bryce over here that Abaya has. Now look, I have a Kayin here. So what's the chilik? What's the pshat? Is there a second Aver or not? The Rashi, the story says, Elakashi, Elakorcho Samayach Bryce, the Machna Mathisin. The Huru, you have to throw away the Bryce because of the Mishnah. And the Huru, the Mishnah is right, and the Bryce should be wrong then. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, Elakashi. This is not a Kasha. The Torah learns Abaya Bolotaras Mastis and the Brisa. That Abaya once said there's no stira. There's no stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. That at certain times, if he touches the mace a second time, he's like a chayiv a second time. And certain times, if he touches a second time, you're not chayiv a second time. What's the chiluk? Kan bichiburin, kan shalai bichiburin. If you're still attached to the first mace, and you go now and touch a second mace, that's nothing. Kozaman, you're attached to the first mace, and so you can't do a second maisa. But our Mishnah is talking about Shalai Bechiburin, where you're not attached anymore to the first mace. So if you touched one mace, you did an Aveira. Now you let go. And now they warn you, don't touch it again, and you go and touch it a second time, that's the second maisa Aveira. The Torah says, Abaya bola taras mastis nebraisa, kan shum mechuba le mace. Vishra boy umashitin loy mace acha loy mechayis. If this nazir is touching one mace, and they warn him now, don't touch a second mace. And while he's still touching the first one, they bring him a second one. Then he's not chai, the second Aveira. Because Kol Zaman is still holding on to the first one, you can't make a second mace now. That's John this pasuk, lo yechalel, that this person is mamish mechulu v'yoymet. But Khan, the pshat for now, Mishnah, that says that nazir touching a second time the mace, is chai the second time. That means Shapirish Kfar Mehemes. He let go of the first mace. So he finished with that first mace. Now Vishita Lo Mesacha. Now they hand to him a second mace. Shapirish Acha Shapirish Minarishain. Fiyomula, and they warn him now. Al Titamoi. Don't touch the second mace. Ein Kan Mechulu B'yomid. That's not called Mechulu B'yomid. Even though Avad and Hilchas Tumor, Avad and the Kain of the Nazir is still Tamei. You have to wait 7 days to become Torah. Havai says, Pshat from this pasuk of Lo Yechalel, which we dashed b'mi she'enu mechulul, means a person that's not holding on to a mace. But if a person that's holding on to the mace, and now with his second hand he touches a second mace, that's all the pasuk means. There he's not doing an Aveira.
But when he let go of the first mace, then he touched it a second time, that's called an Aveira. So now there's no steer with the Mishnah and the Braisa.
Right. Kadi Gemara, V'tumah b'chiburin d'yiraisa. Is it true what you say now? So Rashi Kloima, V'chiba'almo, Shar Nageya, V'chiyya Noigim Tomei, Mishum Yikra v'yakrib d'yiraisa. Is it true what you say that when you're holding on to the mace, this chiburin holding on is a svar in the yiraisa? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yanai, Loi Omru Tumah b'chiburin, Elo l'truma v'kodeshim. Was only said this special tumah that calls the man you're holding on to the mace. You're like a civic, you say the tonei, that's only like the rabbanon dika chumra by true men kodshim. Avul a nazir, but a nazir, the yosef pesach loy, we don't have this chiddush of chiburim, that there's no difference whether he's holding on to the mace or not holding on to the mace. So, who you see clearly, holding on to the mace is not a svar in the raisa. Like, so what if you're holding on to the mace? There's no difference whether you're holding on or you're not holding on. So, how could we say, by yes, there's a chilit, whether you are holding on or not? All right, turn over. So, here's the Ela, Abul Lanozir, Yosef Pesach Lai. Now, V'yarmut, if you want to tell me the raisa, that this svar of chibur and holding on to a mace. Is the svara you're attached to with midiraisa? Maishna. What should be the difference between the halachas of truma and kachim, the halachas of nazir and maisa pesach? In both cases, the maisi holding on to the mace. So Gemara says, I tell you, kan bichiburi adam biyadam, kan bichiburi adam v'mace. Tell the difference what type of a chibur we have. So Tosafot learns, bichiburi adam biyadam, pirish ri, Shashlishi and Ageya Benageya Bemais. Tihu Vadim and Rabbon and Tome Shiva. If somebody is holding on to a second person, that person touched the mace. So when one person touches the mace, he becomes an Avatoma. The second person touches him, true, he's called Tome. But he's not still touching the mace, he's only touching a Tome mace. So then we don't have the Chiddush of Chiburin. Then if you touch your mace, Midiraisa, it's called, now you're making a new Tome. It's only midrabbanon we say it's called the chiburin. So kan the chiburu yadam biyadam. When one person is holding on to another person, that's only midrabbanon. But kan the chiburu yadam b'meis. But when the person is mamish holding on to the mace, that's called the chibur midiraisa, that the tumah is always there. And if you touch another mace, wouldn't make an afkamino. You can't have like a new mace severi for touching another mace. Close the mind, you're attached to the first mace, that's it. You can't have attachment to a second mace. Avol tuma v'tuma loy, but tuma to tuma not. It's only if you touch the mace itself, but not for one person to another person. For the more avol tuma v'tuma loy, do mitame v'koyim, because he's tummy already. For the Gemara, if so, tuma v'anami ha mitame v'koy. So why is the loch if he's tummy and then he comes in to the oil of mace? Why is the loyavi a new mace avera? He's tummy already. What's the difference whether tameh to tameh or tameh to be? Like before we had in the braisa, lo yitameh lo yavai. By coming in, you are over the new avera of bia. So Mora says, Om Rav Yechanan, kan babayis, kan v'sada. So Toys learns, kan babayis are coming to the house. Nichnas babayis shebatoichai meis, v'lanit makoyim l'chein. If you were not, you didn't become tameh before you went into the house. Oz lo kishtayim. That's when you have two averas now. That the second you walk into the house that has the mace inside the house, that's when you're over these two averus. But after we say no, kan v'sod the klaymar, kol tuma v'tuma v'lo yoyol, loy mishkacha shiyizchayim shtayim v'asachas, shriyim noga v'beiz mace v'asachas, kula chod asro, v'marashach. If you touch two mace in the same time, it's one asro. The asro the lad lab tum di dehi. V'imoyo toyin meisak seifa v'isrubay al tumah v'ashid lo meisacha mechulu v'yaymedu v'yen kan toises tumah min hasheni. That's the difference. If the tumah is like outside the house, so then the only way you tell me is you have to go touch the mace. So when you touch the mace, they warn you that's one avera. Now once you became tumah, you tell me already. You become tumah a second time, that's far we don't have. V'komer Rav Yechanan, Yekan Mazal Masad.